secondary with the taller than average cornerbacks that they
have? You know, they're very good at jamming guys. They are very physical. They try to beat you up all the way down the field. They compete in the run and the pass game. They have a lot of confidence in them. They play a lot of single safety, and they get after it.
You guys, your receivers are pretty physical as well. Do you imagine that they'll still be fine? They'll do fine with them?
Yeah, I mean, I think our receivers can got to compete with everybody in every game, any team. You know, it will be a challenge with these guys because they're very good players. We got a lot of confidence in our guys, too, and I think it'll be a good fight on Sunday.
Cal, can you just talk about Alfred's performance? And we talked all year about a rookie wall, and it's kind of fitting after not hitting one that he may have had his most prolific game of his career in Week 17.
Yeah, it was great. You know, for about 6 weeks in a row, I've told him that he needs to have his best game of the year today. And I feel he's continued to do it. You know, each game he's gotten better. It is rare. You know, it's a long year, especially for a rookie, and he's never hit that wall. The guy doesn't seem to get too sore either. He's always in practice as soon as we go on Wednesday. Takes every rep. We make fun of him because he won't ever go walk through tempo either. He's always full speed. We can't get him to slow down. But, you know, he's always fresh, and he's very fun to coach.
What do you think of Bobby Wagner on film?
I think he's a solid player. I mean, he's done a very good job this year. He runs around fast, flies to the ball, makes plays, and all 11 other guys are good players. You know, there's not really a weak link personnel-wise on their team.
What has Rex's role been like this season, and how does his experience help, especially when they're coming to the postseason here with these young, like Robert and Kirk?
We got a real good room. All three of those guys, you know, they're all very different, but they all get along real well. You know, they got their own personalities, and they mesh real well together. They all push each other and drive each other. I think all three of them have a lot of respect for each other. Each one of them does things in different ways. Rex has been great. He's just an easy guy to get along with, and that's why everybody on the team's always liked him. And I think Robert gets along with them well, and definitely always has him to ask questions to with experience he's been through. Talks about plays, how he sees it. So he always has that opinion of somebody who's been through it, and I think Robert enjoys having him around.
Were you guys worried at all how he would handle just this season of, you know, he's been inactive for most of it?
No, not at all. You know, we've gotten a chance to get to know Rex pretty well here over the last 3 years, and Rex is a great guy, a great teammate, and I think that's why guys on every team he's been on have enjoyed him.
Kyle, I know that this is nothing new, but how has your confidence grown in, you know, the motions, the shifts, the play fakes, things like that, as the offense has gone forward? I mean, those are pretty high-risk strategies sometimes, and, you know, that's obviously a pretty big centerpiece of your offense. But how has your confidence grown in all that?
It's grown a lot because, I mean, anytime you have a set rules in place for a certain concept, whether it's a run play or pass play, once your players get that concept down and the number counts and where you're going and how to target people, then the motions and all the other stuff really just make it an illusion. I mean, it looks like a lot more is going on. It can seem confusing. But once you drill that stuff in training camp, you have all your guys targeted right. They know where they're going. They're stepping the same regardless of people or the structure of the defense. Then it becomes pretty easy. But you lay that foundation in OTAs and training camp, and then as the season starts, then as a coach you can start getting creative and stuff from a perception standpoint, but you're pretty much asking the players to do the same thing that they've done since day one.
And what is it that Robert does so well as far as hiding the ball?
I mean, it's a lot of things. I mean, I think it's, you know, every quarterback that you have, you got to really, if you want to be a good play pass team, I mean, it's got to be exactly like the run. And that's something we've always drilled hard. It's got to be exactly like the run. Robert takes it seriously. He doesn't just go through the motions on it. Matt LaFleur, a quarterback coach, drills him on it every day, an individual. Annoys the heck out of everybody with it. Doesn't let them slip one time. He'll be on them right away. And I think the guys appreciate him for that because they know how much better it makes them, the results you get in the game. And everybody can be good at it as long as they work at it. And Robert works at everything we ask him to do.
Kyle, kind of a random question I get a lot. Where's Aldrick Robinson been? And how has he been kind of progressing? I mean, since backpack touchdowns against Philadelphia and Dallas, he really hadn't, you know, had a lot of opportunities maybe.
He's been out there. He's been doing the same stuff he's been doing all year. But you only throw him to him when the coverage dictates it. And sometimes when you get a guy uncovered 50 yards down the field, teams tend to back up. He's still running those same routes and stuff, and guys are backing up a little bit more, and really helps out guys underneath. You know, he's done a good job in a bunch of these games, really scaring a lot of DBs, getting them out of there, and opens up stuff for people underneath. And when he doesn't, you got to be willing to let it go.
Kyle.
Several teams. San Francisco's another, who as the year's gone along with a quarterback with mobility, they've used some of the things that you guys have done all year. And I'm curious, I know you got some of your stuff from Carolina, but you know, do you think part of that is just the success you guys have had, or would they have been doing it anyway if you had Rex at quarterback and weren't doing this? How do you view that?
I think, you know, everybody in the league studies. I mean, there's so much tape, and all of us don't have much of a life. We sit up here and look at everybody's stuff and study throughout the week. And whenever people put stuff on tape, you're not just throwing darts at a board trying stuff on Sunday. You know, there's a lot riding on games. In the NFL, there's only so many plays, so every play matters. So it's kind of hard to go into a game and just try stuff randomly versus teams that are very good. You don't have any weak opponents and stuff. Every game is, whether it's a bad team or a good team, is they can play like the best team in the NFL. So it's hard, I feel, as coaches just to try random new stuff. But when you can see stuff on tape and kind of get an idea of how stuff is going to work, then you got an idea of, hey, if we just do this, we can make this better, or it'll be worse. And you feel a lot more confidence to try stuff when you get examples on tape.
It's a little bit different path, but as one of the premier assistant minds now in the league, we asked Mike about potentially being able to interview right now for head coaching jobs, and he said, do your job and coach. But as you look out ahead at this point, is that something you'd be interested in doing, interviewing for head coaching job in the coming month or so?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think every coach in the NFL, I think that's all of our goals. You know, everybody wants an opportunity someday to be a head coach, and, you know, I really hope someday I get that opportunity, and it's very flattering to be mentioned for it right now. But, you know, I did read that I wasn't allowed to, or whatever you guys read and stuff. But, I mean, I didn't know that until I read it, and it's not something I'm asking about or hearing about. It's hard to really understand how, you know, focused and in a small world we are right now as coaches. You know, I just live in my office back there, studying the heck out of film, trying to get ready for this game, and anything that detours your mind from that is going to be a detriment to the team, and it's been pretty easy to lock in. But I'm looking forward to having that opportunity after the season.
So you don't plan, though, on talking to anybody as long as the playoff run's continuing?
No, I don't plan on it. I plan on locking in right now.
Have you contacted your agent yet, do you know?
No, I don't know, because I don't have an agent, so I'm not sure.
So they would contact you directly?
I guess so. I don't know. I haven't answered my phone in about 6 months, so I'll check my voicemail after.
hey, Kyle, along those lines, how do you feel like you've grown towards that role since you got here 3 years ago?
You know, I think the biggest thing in these last 3 years is just being able to handle adversity. You know, my 2 years in Houston as a coordinator, everything seemed to go right, you know, from a number standpoint and statistically on offense, even though we didn't get into the playoffs, which was obviously disappointing. But, you know, out here we've had a lot of ups and downs, and just be able to learn through that, be able to handle certain things, and having to change your stuff as you go with your players and trying to find ways, you know, when you don't necessarily have the players at certain spots and battle through injuries. And, you know, each year as a coach you get a lot more experience. And I've been confident since I've been given a position as a coordinator, which it was 5 years ago, but each year I do get more confidence because you see a lot more new situations, and I feel in everything you do, you get better or worse. And even when, you know, you go through some tough times, the main thing is getting better from it. And I think I've learned a lot from my experience here and from my experience in Houston, and I hope as I get older I continue to get better.
Do you think that growth is enough to the point where you feel ready to take that step if somebody were to extend that to you to be a head coach?
I can honestly say I haven't really thought about it too much. But I mean, I feel confident in football, and I feel confident in any situation that would be presented to myself.
Yeah, Kyle, you guys turned the ball over 14 times this year. I think only five teams in NFL history have turned the ball over fewer times over a full season. What do you attribute your ability to protect the ball so well to?
I think it's been everything. You know, it starts with Robert. You know, he's been very good in his decisions. You know, he doesn't let it go unless he feels comfortable with it. And, you know, when he doesn't let it go, he still has been able to make plays running around or getting to other people in the progression. Then it goes to, I think, it's huge when you're running the ball as much as we are and your guys don't fumble. I mean, that eliminates half the opportunities to throw interceptions and to get sacks and things like that. And just everybody on the offense has protected the ball. The quarterback's protected the ball. Guys have made plays going up for it. And I just think it's been a group effort, and it starts with the quarterback.
Kyle, the full house pistol formation that you have, did you guys have a specific name for it, wishbone or something? And is it true that you didn't go back to look at college versions of the pistol or zone read? You just studied pro versions to see how they would translate better in the NFL level?
Yeah, we call it the pistol. That just puts him in that position, and we call our normal formations, and we usually move people to that spot, so we rarely line up in it. But, yeah, we just studied NFL teams, mainly because it wasn't as much about studying the NFL offenses. It was more about studying NFL defenses. And once you get an idea of how you want to run it and how we felt it was very similar to what we were already doing, it's just a different way to get the guy in a little tighter zone action as opposed to an outside zone action. We realized the similarities were very, very close. And our biggest thing was, what are defenses going to do? And you can't really get that in college. We wanted to see what NFL defense were going to do, because we know from being in this business that no matter how good something is, defenses will stop it. And so you got to have a plan of how are they going to stop it, how are they going to recognize it, what are you going to do to counter it. And we put in a lot of that work because we were hoping it would be able to sustain throughout the year, and I think it has so far.
Kyle, how similar is Seattle's defense to what you saw from them when you went up there around Thanksgiving last year?
Very similar. Yeah, I mean, that was as tough of a game as we had last year. You know, we made some big plays at the end and squeezed out a victory, especially playing there, which is the toughest place to play. But they're very physical. They have a very sound scheme. Their coordinator does a great job. They got all guys in the right spots. They're an eight-man front, tough to run against and tough to throw against. I mean, they got 11 players who are all talented, and they're matched with a very good scheme. So it's going to be a huge challenge for us.